Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The venting continues here on a Wednesday regarding the Well, now the challenge of finding Tiger Baseball video streams. What's going on here? You just going for a stretch?
Stretch, yeah.
Those watching the stream. Gator was like eyeing the tent that we were under. Like, can he get it done? Feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It did feel
using the
good.
Framing of the tent here to get a little stretch.
Well, I was literally just resting against it rather than pulling down because I don't want to pull down the tent with my massive strength.
Yes, exactly. freakishly strong. We have this little setup here outside Comerica Park, and I go back and forth between sitting in the chair and standing up. The problem with standing up, and invariably, if you're watching on the stream, at some point today, I am going to walk in and smash my head on this thing. That comes from the tent. I don't know what this is called. Is it a node? You think that's a node? I don't know. It's in the middle of the tent. It's part of the setup, and I will bang my head against. I do it every year, like it's my first time.
Yeah,
but well, I will do it again. That is guaranteed.
That's the struggles of being a mini giant.
Yeah, I guess. So we were in the office today, and Kang, we were talking about Torque's problems. Yeah, Gator fits right underneath. We were talking about Torque's problems, and he hasn't hit a home run.
That's 74 inches up there.
And, Kang, you made a great observation about their new home run celebration with the pizza spear.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, some people didn't like it. Others didn't care. And, you know, other people love it. And I just thought it was ironic that the guy who came up with the idea is the only guy who doesn't have a home run right now, basically. Torque. Poor guy. He went 0 for the month. And he's watching everyone else do the celebration he came up with thinking, yeah, you know, that celebration's stupid anyways. I don't want to do it, right?
I got to think in Torque's mind, he's watching Wenzel Perez homer from both sides of the plate. And he's like, yeah, teammate, way to go, team. And inside, he's got him probably fighting the, how come I can't hit one?
Well, I was going to say that if you saw him celebrate with Wenzel when he crossed home plate.
Yep.
I think it was a home run. It was,
he's doing a great job.
Last night, yeah, he was more than happy for him when he scored right in front of him. So, yeah, I hear you. I'm a huge Torque fan. I wish to God he would start hitting over the fence just to get the monkey off his back. I do think once he gets the first one, the second one's going to come quickly, and then he can relax a little bit.
What did you say? Once he hits one, the next one will come within 15 at bats.
Yeah,
I like the prediction. I think it's creative. I think it's one we can monitor. And I look forward. The good side for me is that if you don't win, I get a lunch out of it. But hey, good luck.
That's not what we did.
Oh, we didn't.
We didn't do that. No, it's just it's one of these things.
It's a prediction. The predictions don't count. Remember?
Right.
You have to shoot the boot or make a bet. Predictions don't count anymore. I discovered that during the draft. The prediction that the Lions would trade up didn't count. I had to shoot the boot for it to count.
I'm not willing to bet on it. It's just how I feel right now that he'll get that going. But the other thing is he's just got to swing the bat better as well. I mean, if you're not going to hit the ball over the fence, hit it where they ain't, you know, or hit some fly balls that can advance some runners. And he hasn't done enough of that. He had a couple hits yesterday.
Small steps, nine trips to the plate, two hits and a walk.
And a double. So that's good to see that, okay, contributing, need to keep contributing if the ball's not going to fly out, but it will start flying out.
All right, 248-539-9797. Kang, before we get back to some of the feedback and phone calls, is there anything you want to add to this whole thing about Bally's and Xfinity and games no longer being on TV?
You know, obviously this sucks if you're trying to watch the Tigers on TV. I'm not sure what I'm personally going to do yet. I'm going to wait a little bit here. From everything I've heard from people that I know, the app doesn't seem like the best right now. It doesn't operate very well. It seems like almost like a knockoff app, a Dollar Tree app, you know, an app that should be, you know, a store brand app, right? This is not like a good app to use. And then everyone's going to have to be to download it to even have a chance to watch. And then I feel like that's kind of what they want. They want more people to download the app. So maybe that's a conspiracy theory. I don't know. And then they get this taken care of after enough people subscribe and whatnot. So I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to download the app yet. Listen to the radio. Love Dan on the radio anyways. And catch highlights, I guess, on you know, other shows. But I'm just going to wait and see right now. And it, unfortunately, of course, the people are hurt in the end at the most.
Yeah, and look, we all have – everybody has a budget. And everybody has to pick and choose what they're going to spend their money on. For some people, it's obviously the fortunate people. It's really easy, and they'll be able to – just say, well, give me whatever it takes. I'll just pay more. And they don't worry about the $20 a month for Bally's, or they add DirecTV or whatever the case may be. For others, this is, you know, takes a chunk out of their disposable income that they just can't afford. And it stinks. I mean, it stinks. And the more I think about this, the more I think of the effect of this probably benefits Bally's more than Xfinity, because directly Xfinity might lose customers and Bally's might gain them.
Well, yeah, I mean, Xfinity, what it'll do? Okay, well, that means that they'll knock off $8 a month on your cable bill, and then they won't care about it, because after a while everything adjusts, and you know, then they'll probably charge more a year from now than they charge right now, and it makes up for any kind of loss they have. Bally's is completely dependent on having somewhere to distribute their product.
But more people will, I think you're am I wrong? People will cut the cable,
mm-hmm.
and people will get the app.
Yeah.
So Xfinity has more to lose here than Bally's.
I disagree. I mean, because Bally's right now, they haven't shown the ability to come up with a proper app.
I gotcha, but people are going to buy it anyway because they got to give it a shot.
Well,
Xfinity's going to lose customers. Bally's may gain some.
This is true, but you know, this is one market. You know, that there's how many markets are they? 18 markets or something that we're worried about at this
networks.
Point. Yeah. So, I mean, in the end, what this tells me is that, you know, even though Xfinity is making them an offer or had made them an offer, and Bally's had countered, and here's their offer. What it seems to me is that Xfinity is they're charging too much to Bally's, is what it sounds like, or too much for Bally's to be able to make a profit. And Bally's like, we can't pay that much.
Well,
we need to pay this much. And Xfinity's just said, well, you know what? We've done our research, and it's okay for us to go and be done with it.
It's interesting because, like I said, I have relatives in San Diego, and I reached out to them this morning and asked.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, one guy's in.
Sure, they appreciated that when you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning their time.
Well, one of them gets up every day to listen to the show. What's up, Scott? He's up in Ramona, California. They've got it sorted out with their cable provider. But down in El Cajon, where Brady lives, they don't have it sorted out, so he doesn't get Padre baseball. And that's been going on for over a year. So, you know, we hope that this is quick, but there's no guarantees. 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback. Let's get back to the phones. We go to Mike. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Weed.
Yeah. Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
All right. How are you?
Good. No, the me and the wife, we cut cable about three years ago to get YouTube TV. And that was right when, you know, Bally came out. And the only way to have that was to have actual cable. So finally the app comes out, and I was all excited, get to watch hockey, Tigers, and it was like a gut punch. It is the worst ran app I've ever downloaded. I mean, it is, like Kane said, it's a dollar store app.
What's the progress?
Everybody says it,
but what is it?
All right, so, like, yesterday, wanted to watch the first game of the doubleheader. Turn it on, spinning wheel of death. Just kept on going, spinning wheel, loading. All right, so now you got to back out, go back to it. It'll turn on, and the game will be broadcasting, but now it's in, like, really grainy, like, resolution.
Digitized.
So then,
you
back out, and then finally you go, it's good. And then, you know, out of nowhere, it'll just get grainy again. It's a pain.
Okay. Yep. Well, if you had told me Bally's app is smooth, I'd kind of be in a, hey, man, this is how we're going to consume a lot of sports now.
Yep.
And I'm willing to accept that. And I actually reluctantly would pay for it. Those kinds of stories add to the frustration, is that they haven't figured out the app yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.